This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.
Foundation.org.
And a very good afternoon and a very, very happy new year to each and every one of you. I'm so glad you're with me today, and I know it's going to be a very special program, and I want all of you to call in and give us a helping hand. As you know, many of you know, Jim Adams has passed away. Jim Adams was a great, great Spartan. He hosted this show for many, many years. So I'd just like to hear from all of you to share your stories and thoughts of Jim Adams. And just give us a call and talk about Jim Adams. Jim was a great, great man. I knew him for many, many years. Worked with him, had the pleasure of working with him for many, many years. And I'd just like to hear for your thoughts and memories of Jim Adams. Jim had so many memories, so many friends. I know I didn't have as many friends as Jim had. I might have been close, but Jim had a ton of friends out there. And he was a very good man, and he was very good to everyone. I never heard anyone say a bad word about Jim Adams from anyone. Jim was just a good man and a very good Spartan. So if you have any thoughts on Jim Adams, please give us a call. Share them with us at 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. So give us a call at 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. So give us a call, talk sports with us. Really like to talk to you today about Jim Adams. Jim had so many friends out there, so many good friends. So we'd really like to hear from you. And I guess give us a call and talk about Jim Adams with us right here on AM 870. We also have a pair of tickets to give away to the Michigan State-Purdue game coming up on Saturday. So give us a call at 884-4784. 884-4784. That's coming up Saturday, Michigan State and Purdue. 884-4784, area code 517. Call us now and register to win tickets to the Michigan State-Purdue game. Once again, 884-4784, or 83, that is, 884-4783, area code 517, for your chance to win tickets to Michigan State and Purdue. But give us a call and let us know your thoughts and of Jim Adams. I know I had so many people to call and ask me about Jim over the course of the last few months, and I was very glad and gratified to hear from all the people that knew Jim Adams. So give us a call, talk sports with us. Share your thoughts on Jim Adams, because Jim was a great, great man. I mean, I'll tell you, I could never remember all the details about Michigan State that Jim knew. And I used to ask him from time to time, Jim, how did you remember all those things? And he remembered things from the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and in detail. He just didn't mention the game, but he remembered things in detail about what happened in games back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And I say, Jim, how do you know that? And he just shake his head and just shake his shoulders and just go on. But he knew him. He knew a lot about the history of Michigan State sports, and especially Michigan State football and basketball and hockey. He did all three, and he was probably the last person who did play-by-play for all the sports. He did play-by-play for football, for basketball, for hockey, and for baseball. Jim was just truly a great, great man, and just did a ton of things for Michigan State. But hey, give us a call, talk sports with us right here on AM 870. WKAR. And of course, spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports each and every afternoon right here on AM 870 WKAR. And we'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from you and talk sports with you each and every day right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. So give us a call, talk sports with us right here on AM 870. Really love to hear from you and talk about KAR and talk about Jim Adams. And, of course, Michigan State won the ball game. That was, I guess you could say it was a little bit of a surprise. I know it was going to be a tight game, and it was a tight game. Because I think I picked TCU to win by a close game, and Michigan lost a close game. I thought that was, I thought they were going to lose that one, but boy, Michigan made it close. They made it very close. And Spartan big men are looking to improve. Derek Nix and Payne, Adrian Payne, they've had one day off against Minnesota, but they had a very tough game against them. I watched that game, and boy, you talk about a tough game. That was a tough, tough game. That's for sure. So that's one we can see. But that football game, that was tough. That was a very, very tough game. And let's just look over, because I didn't see the whole game, in all honesty. I didn't see all the Michigan State game. I didn't see all the Michigan game. I saw parts of both. I was very happy to see that Northwestern won. Northwestern won the game, and Northwestern, that was a big game. They hadn't won a game in over 40 years, and they won a bowl game. So congratulations to Northwestern. And, of course, Purdue had it handed to them by Oklahoma State. No surprise there. They were beaten pretty easily. And Georgia beat Nebraska pretty easily. That was a game. And, of course, Stanford beat Wisconsin. So that was a tough game as well. But Michigan State beat TCU 17-16. And so that was a good game for Michigan State. So a lot of the Big Ten teams lost. What can we say, Alex? A lot of the Big Ten teams lost, and Aaron. So that was a lot of tough games. But the Big Ten, we knew that the Big Ten wouldn't win many of them, and they didn't. So let's go to the phones, and we've got Don on the line. Don, how you doing?
Doing well, Earl. Doing well. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, my friend.
Well, and just, obviously a shout-out for your old partner, Jim Adams. Truly a classy human being, and as kind and as nice a person as anybody is ever going to meet. I got to know him just a little bit through your show, and he just a stellar individual who had more love for MSU.
He did.
You know, and I agree. Just an encyclopedia mind of facts.
Yes, he did.
Just devotion to the school, and we can't say enough good about him.
No, we can't, because Jim was one of those special people. It just amazed me how he could keep so much information in his mind, and he just remembered so many things. I mean, I couldn't do it, but he could.
No doubt about it, but you guys were the pioneers of sports talk radio. You started in 85, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, I stumbled upon you guys somewhere about mid-1986, and been haunting your airwaves for a lot of years since. But once again, just a truly fine person, and he will really be missed.
Yes, he will. He certainly will. And I miss Jim every day. He's just such a kind individual. And that's the thing. You never heard Jim say anything bad about anything or anything about Michigan State.
Yeah, he was just true stalwart. And I think that's part of why I enjoyed him so. He could see the positive in just about anything and everybody, and you can tell that's the way he proceeded in life. And Lord knows people like that are a lot more enjoyable to be around.
Yes, they are.
Good, We'll take that Spartan Bull, W, and I agree with you. Really glad to see Pat Fitzgerald and Northwestern get one.
It was. It was really great that they got one.
So the two Big Ten teams that really counted got them. Oh, my God, what a hit by Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
And what a player he is. He had more than that one play, but, man, that was a heck of a football play.
Yeah, because I told folks, I mean, they didn't, a lot of people probably didn't believe me, but he was second on my ballot on the Heisman Trophy. So he'll get it. He'll get the first place ballot next year, more likely, if he has another good year. But he was second on my ballot this year.
Just proving you're a wise man, because I can't imagine many football players out there better than him. As far as Le'Veon Bell, what a great game to go out with.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think there's a lot of doubt that, but that he'll go pro as well he should. I mean,
yeah, he should.
All you got to do is look at Marcus Lattimore at South Carolina and how quickly it can all be over as far as the chance to earn any money.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, there are another 350 to 400 carries worth of mileage on him. I feel that if he came back next year, I feel that anything he'd gain, I mean, be able to improve his position would be equally weighted down just by the extra mileage.
Yes, that's true. I mean, he's going to have a lot of rehab ahead of him. I hope he'll be successful at it. But that boy, he's got a lot of work to do.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Tough Spartan hoop loss the other day, but hey, if you got to lose to anybody in the Big Ten, Tubby Smith's about as classy a person as they come, and I'm pleased to see his squad looking so good. I mean, they would have, could have, should have been good last year, but then Mbakwe got hurt, and as I recall, they lost a couple guards too.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, and Tom is a very good friend of Tubby Smith's. They've been very good friends for a long time.
Well, they'll show clips on the sports here and there of them before or after the game, just having a good time. You can tell how much they respect each other and enjoy each other's company. And here's hoping he has an outstanding year there. And the road in the Big Ten is gonna
be tough. It is.
every road trip you go on is
gonna
be tough, as Indiana found out going to Iowa.
Yes, they did.
Happy New Year to you. Hey,
Happy New Year to you.
Great show, and rest in peace, great Spartan.
Okay, thanks a lot, Don. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. And hello, you're on the air.
Hey, I hope you had a nice Christmas, Earl.
Yep, I hope you had one, too.
Yeah, I had a couple problems, but it worked out. Happy New Year, too.
Happy New Year to you.
I didn't hear that man. Who passed on?
Jim Adams.
Oh, no, I remember him.
Yeah, Jim was
a I pray for his family.
Yeah, Jim was a great man.
I'm sorry to hear. I pray for his family.
Okay.
But I was going to talk to you about, I can't believe it, that University of Michigan, I almost think they're paying these referees off. That one last year, the touchdown, remember in overtime, even though they ruled it on the field, they overruled it. And then that first down. I mean, what were those referees looking at? Everybody on TV could see that he was short of that first down.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. See it on TV, it's different when you see it in person. But
well, maybe it was. Maybe it was. But they made up for the next play. That rocking hit by that guy knocking the helmet off of the University of Michigan guy and then recovering and everything. That was fabulous, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was tough. It was a tough game.
That was a great game, though.
It
was a great game. I mean, I give Michigan credit. They played a great game, but the right team won. You know, they're quite the bullies down there.
Yep.
But God bless you, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
Like I said, Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. Okay, bye-bye. Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Hey, good, Earl. How you doing?
Okay, Happy New Year to you.
Hey, same to you, my friend. I'm calling to express my condolences towards you. I know Jim Adams was more than a good friend to you. He was your mentor.
Yeah, he was.
I've been grateful over the years for your contribution to my life, just the quality of life, this show, and the people I've met through it. And none of that would have been possible without Jim Adams. And, you know, I can remember back in the 80s when I was a young crazy buck and, you know, other callers that were Michigan fans like Rick from Dearborn and Mark and, you know, others.
Yeah.
You know, Jim would always be patient, always get our point of view, and we weren't exactly polite, you know, not all the time anyway. And I'll tell you, Earl, I don't remember ever even hearing of a sports talk show to WKAR started there. I just didn't understand the concept until I started listening. I mean, in my mind, you played sports, you didn't talk about sports.
Yeah.
But when other sports talk shows started coming along, it always shocked me how rude they were to the callers.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say, well, thanks for calling, goodbye. You know, they'd cut them off in mid-sentence. They would excoriate them for having an opinion that diverged from theirs. And I guess my standard had become you and Jim Adams. And it's certainly not the standards that you hear nowadays. This is probably the reason why I don't listen to very many sports talk shows, is just the way they treat their callers. So I want to say thanks to you and Jim. And, again, I want to send my condolences to you and his family.
Hey, thank you. Because you're one of the good ones.
Well, you know, I think it's just it's heartfelt, man. I really feel that way about it. The quick boxing thing, Earl.
Okay.
I saw a fight last weekend that didn't have a lot of pre-fight hype. I just happened to catch it. But it was Mike Alvarado and Brandon Rios. Did you catch that fight?
No, I didn't catch that one.
It had to have been one of the best fights of 2012. I mean, it was flat-out action, toe-to-toe, power-punching, until finally, after Rios was starting to become dominated by Alvarez, and I was starting to think that Rios' corner should consider throwing in the towel just for the safety of the fighter, he caught Rios with the left hook and the right hand, hurt him, and put a combination on him that prompted the ref to stop the fight. And I thought back over the year in 2012, we had a lot of really good fights.
Yes, we did.
But that one had to have been near the top of the heap. And if you get a chance, you know, like I said, a lot of people didn't talk about it. I didn't even know it was coming on until I happened to catch it on television. You get a chance and you catch a replay, sit down and enjoy it early.
Yeah, I will definitely do that because I love watching good fights. So, yeah, so I'll definitely try to find that one. Hopefully it'll be on again.
Yep. All right, you take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon. Happy New Year.
Okay, Happy New Year to you, my friend. Yeah, bye-bye. And that's our good friend Dennis giving us a call. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to everyone. And hopefully you'll enjoy it and enjoy the new year. Enjoy Christmas and everything. It's past, but hopefully you enjoyed Christmas and you're enjoying the new year. Give us a call. Talk sports with us. The time right now is 23 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
The extended cliffhanger on taxes and spending, a look ahead to the next crisis as we bump up against the debt limit, and Massachusetts Democrats coalesce around a candidate for John Kerry's Senate seat. I'm Neil Conan, political junkie Ken Rudin on all that, plus a visit with some of the incoming members of the House. Join us next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Scott Pohl with the weather. Our high today, 25 degrees, and mostly cloudy. Mostly cloudy tonight and a slight chance of light snow with a low in the mid-teens. Cloudy Thursday, a good chance of some snow. Tomorrow's high, 29. Sunny and 32 for a high Friday.
And give us a call. Our lines are open at 355-9527 or toll-free 877-9527-870. And give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870. Well, the Baltimore Ravens says Ray Lewis will retire after the playoffs. The star linebacker told the team, "This will be my last ride." He has been out since October 14th with an injury, with a bicep injury, a tricep injury, but expects to play Sunday in the wild card round against Indianapolis. So Ray Lewis says he will retire, and what a great, great player. They just don't come along like Ray Lewis, let's face it. He was just one of the good ones, one of the very, very good players. And, you know, I know I look at Ray Lewis, he was just an exceptional player. A lot of you do. Ray Lewis was just a great, great player, gave everything he had on every play. And you often wonder, why couldn't more players be like Ray Lewis? And, you know, there's no answer to that, but He was a good one. He was a very good, very, very good player. And let me see. I just got a note in about Jim Adams. I'm saddened to hear of Jim's passing. As we older guys all get older, things like this, especially those close to us, make us more emotional. It brought a tear to my eye as you opened the show today. My condolences to you and to all his family and friends. I remember when Jim was sports on WKAR and Earl was just TCB. I enjoyed listening to the both of you for all these years. I grew up listening to Jim as the voice of Spartan basketball. The reason Jim knew so much is that he grew up with and lived with his entire life as a part of the fabric of East Lansing and MSU sports. The East Lansing Hall of Fame, a football stadium, is named after his father. Jim was also straight and the clear and honest and never a homer announcer. Jim was indeed one of the most positive and kindest of human beings. R.I.P. Jim Adams, Pat from East Lansing. And Pat, you can never be so right. I mean, you're just so right. Jim was just a very, very special individual, that's for sure. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. 355-9527 or toll free 877-952-7870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. If you have any thoughts and memories of Jim Adams who would like to share them with us, just give us a call at 884-4744. That's 884-478. Is that 80 or 8? We got so many numbers now. I tell you, I can't remember them all. Is it 884-4780? I think that's the number. Or, I don't know, you're looking at 4870. So that's one of the numbers. We've got so many numbers. I can't remember them all. I got to tell you, I can't remember all the numbers. But 884-4870. And yes, Jim was just a very, very good man. So hopefully you become an announcer, you can be just as good as Jim Adams. Jim was really good and really kind and everything to everyone. He was kind to all of the listeners, very patient with all the people. He was a lot more patient than I was patient, but I don't think I was as patient as Jim Adams, that's for sure. Jim was just very patient and very nice and very knowledgeable on everything about sports. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us. If you have any thoughts on Jim Adams, just give us a call and talk with Jim. Talk about Jim. We heard of the news about Ray Lewis saying he's going to retire after this playoff game. So we'll get to hear the last of Ray Lewis. So a lot of things going on in the world of sports. And that's just one of those things. So give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. And let me see. I'm looking down and looking at our different pages here to see if we have anything to share with you. I'm looking at all these different things coming up here. But give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. And give us a call. Talk sports with us. And why don't you just give us a call, talk sports, and share some things with us right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, we ask you to become a first-time caller and call us up and talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. We had another. I missed a lot of the messages in while I was gone for these few days. I should tell you. I guess I'll have to tell you. Over the holidays, I had another bout with the hiccups, and I know many of you heard that last one when I had those. But I had another bout with hiccups, and I had them from the 23rd until yesterday. And so I think they've got me. I went into the emergency room, and I think they got them. I mean, they gave me all kind of pills and medicines and things to take. And I think, I'm not going to say for sure they're gone, but I think they're gone. It looks like they're gone right now. Well, anyway, let's go to the phones. And hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Earl?
Yep, howdy.
Hi, it's Steve from Duck Lake down
hey,
by
Steve.
Albion.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Good. Well, I hope you feel better, Earl.
I hope so, too.
I miss hearing you. But I just wanted to pass on my condolences and to Jim Adams' family and to you. And the two of you were great on the air together. And I on the way to work, I used to, way back, I'd listen to the first report of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sports report with Jim Adams.
Yeah, Jim gave those good sports reports in the morning. I used to ask him, how do you get up so early every day? Because I couldn't do it.
I know what you mean. I don't know how he did it either. It was just a lot of great memories, and also to you, Earl, for all you've done too. So, but anyway, wanted to call you and pass on my thoughts and my prayers go out to Jim's family.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Yes, thank you. A lot of good calls for Jim Adams. Hey, we had this this one in while I was gone when they had the alumni game. Hey, Earl, I had to mention how fantastic I thought the Jennison games were. I love Steve Smith's comment after the alumni game. There is no basketball fraternity anywhere like MSU. And the tribute by the crowd when the Tuskegee Airmen were introduced was unbelievable. Agree with you about the smell, the feel, and everything about the old barn. Where else but MSU do you get things like this? Major props to Mark Hollis and all those involved. Great to see you there, Don. Okay, thanks, Don. Yes, that was a special evening. That was a very special evening to everyone there. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful evening. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR, 355-9527, or toll free, 877-952-7870. Our email address is sportstalk, WKAR, East Lansing. Just give us a call on Sports Talk right here on AM 870 WKAR. Give us your thoughts and calls on Jim Adams. We know so many of you knew Jim. We're very good friends with Jim. So give us a call and talk sports and share those thoughts with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Call us up, talk sports. I know it happened over the weekend, I heard about it, of course, like everyone else over the weekend. It was very saddened to hear about the passing of Jim Adams. I knew he wasn't doing well, but, you know, it's always shocking when you hear about someone you know and loved and had such great respect for as Jim when he passes away. So certainly we'll miss Jim Adams, that's for sure. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Hey, did you see any games over the weekend? I must admit, I didn't get a chance to watch the game since I was in the hospital most of the weekend. So did you see any games for me?
Yeah, I watched a couple games for you. I caught some of the Michigan game yesterday. And then the Michigan State game I caught caught the beginning of a little bit. I was ill as well, so I didn't get over till 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
whose ever bright idea was to have that late of a game is beyond
I could
me.
I could I think I saw the first half of it and then I was gone.
Yeah,
I was asleep.
Yeah, I guess I should have stayed up for it because it was a good ending. So, but yeah, I caught some. Those were the only games I caught. I'm surprised they didn't have the Rose Bowl on ABC. That blew my mind.
That's on ESPN now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. We've got a caller coming in though.
Yeah. ESPN's got them all. They've got them all together, and so you just have to turn on ESPN all day long and. You can watch all those games. I don't know if it's good to have all those games on ESPN. I liked them better when the ESPN had some, ABC had some, CBS had some, NBC had some, Fox Network had some. Everybody had some games, and I sort of liked that. But now they're all on one network, and I'm sorry, I just can't sit there and watch ESPN all day long. But anyway, let's go to Mike. Mike, how you doing?
Hey Earl. I was just thinking about the old Spartan Sportlight show that mm-hmm. I think Jim and I think Jerry Braverman did.
Yes, they did.
And it was, interestingly, back when Channel 10 and Channel 23 shared the same channel.
Yep.
And I really enjoyed that show.
It was a great show. It was yep. a great show. I wish it could have lasted, but... You know, as we know, everything that's good just can't last forever.
Might be interesting if you could get Jerry Braverman on to have a couple remembrances of Jim.
Yeah, we tried to get Terry, gave him a call earlier. Hopefully he'll can give us a call today. If not, we'll get him on for tomorrow. Hopefully we can.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Well, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Yes, Terry really knows him and Jim spent a lot of time together, did a lot of games together, and yes, that was really great, him and Jim together, and they just did a lot of great broadcasts, a lot of great games, and covered a lot of great games, and I know I've told you often many times, I'll never forget the first game I saw. Or the first game, I should say that maybe I didn't see, at least the first game I remember. And that first game I remember was Ohio State, Michigan State, when Levi Jackson went 88 yards. That's the game I'll always remember. And so that was a special game. And it was just so amazing to me, because now I thought that play would have never been called. It never would have been called like it was then. I mean, you know, it was a running play. It was just an off-tackle play, and he burst, and Ohio State was in a gap eight. They were in a gap eight, and so once he got through the line and Levi broke outside, there was no one there. He had 88 yards to go and just clear sailing. You know, to me, that was amazing. And you know, you'll never see a team when there's a minute and a half, a couple minutes left in the game, will run a gap eight on defense, because you know everything is geared to the passing game today. So it's all pass today. You know, you wouldn't even think about a running play, and especially running a gap eight, an eight man front. You know, that to me was amazing at that time, that you would run a gap eight play. But that was football in those days. So it certainly has changed a lot, that's for sure. Hey, it's 39 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Aid worker Quinn Zimmerman went to help in Haiti, but it wore on him.
I try to be understanding, but there's moments where I really have a hard time with it.
Susan Gubar got ovarian cancer and endured a traumatic debulking surgery.
The consequences for the entire family can be catastrophic.
I'm Neil Conan, catching up on some of the stories you heard here in 2012. Next, Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 3 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Today will be mostly cloudy, and we're expecting a high of 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We could get some light snow, the low 15. Cloudy Thursday, a good chance of some snow. Tomorrow's high 29. Friday will be sunny, and the high will be 32. I'm Scott Pohl.
Okay, the numbers, time is 40 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Let's hear from J.C. from Lansing. J.C., how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Earl?
Okay.
You know, Jim was such a great man. I listened to you guys since day one. Yeah, I'm 40, 64 years old.
Okay, old as me.
yeah, we're the same age, you and me and Tim.
Yeah.
But, boy, what a show that was with both you guys for doing that. And that guy was such a class man that, I don't know, he made you feel like when he talked about sporting events, in the past and stuff. He made you feel like you were there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was so saddened to hear over the weekend what happened to Jim. And I still keep on my phone, though, when I keep switching my phone. I still put Jim and Earl show. I don't put Earl. I don't put WK. I put the Jim and Earl show still.
Okay.
You know, it will always stay on my phone. And, God, I was kind of let down, you know, because he's such a great guy, and you guys were such a great pair together. And I remember him doing the games over there at Jenison. I had basketball tickets in 71.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I was at Jenison for 8-9 years before, and I see you guys were sitting down there all the time, and I could point you right out and find you every time, right down there on the floor, you know.
Yeah.
There were some great games in there, and I mean, that guy did everything too, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I know, and if I ever said anything, and clearly I would be critical of some of the Michigan State players, and Jim would never say a critical word about them, even though matter. But I'd be critical of some of them, but he never said a critical word.
Yeah, he was one of a kind. Yeah, and I'm just sorry to hear his passing, and he's just a great man. I had a little tear in my eye. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, JC. Yeah, bye-bye. Hey, give us a call and cherish your memories and thoughts of Jim Adams. Jim was a great, great man, a great broadcaster, and just a great person. I mean, he was just kind to everyone, and he was always kind to everyone. And, you know, I do miss him. I learned so much from Jim Adams, and Jim got my start there, and also Fred Stabley and Nick Vista. Those three were very instrumental in helping me out and helping my career here at Michigan State. I'll never forget those three. Miss those three, because those three were really instrumental in helping me. That's Jim Adams, Terry Braverman, and Fred Stabley and Nick Vista. Those were three really good, classy gentlemen. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on AM 870. Well, let me ask you, did you watch any basketball over this weekend? I didn't hardly see any basketball. Oh, I know the Tigers, the Pistons won back-to-back games against the Wizards, and then they won a third game here. So but I hadn't seen any basketball.
No, basketball was not on my radar. Usually football is about hockey's not in season. So,
yeah.
Football is usually around this time is about the only thing. Obviously, men's basketball had lost to Minnesota. But other than that, no, I didn't catch any basketball. Pistons aren't exactly a team that I'm, wanting to watch on a daily basis.
Well, do you think we're going to see any hockey at all?
No.
So the hockey season's dead. I've been thinking that for a while, that we won't see any hockey. But, I still hold out hopes that we might somehow get maybe 30, 40 games or something. But maybe we won't see it. I'm thinking like you now. We just won't see any hockey this year. That would have been great. Well, let's go out and talk with a good friend. Haven't heard from him in a while. Dave out in Arizona. Dave, how you doing?
Well, hello, Earl. I'll try not to be such a stranger. Now that I can get you on my cell phone on this new application, where I can click right into WKAR.
Okay.
I don't know quite how it works, but I'm glad that it does work.
Oh, good.
And, I actually did call in last week when Jack was on.
Okay.
Of course, you weren't on. But, obviously I want to join in praising Jim Adams, what a great guy he was. And he was so nice to everybody, whether you were a Michigan fan, Michigan State,
right,
or anybody else. And as you said, he didn't have a bad word to say about anybody, even those people who may have deserved to have bad things said about them.
That's true.
Mad, you know?
Yeah. He made people mad, but he never said anything bad about them.
Yeah,
he never said anything bad about me. He could have said a few things bad about me, but he didn't.
No. In fact, I think maybe a good comparison would be Ernie Harwell.
I think
they were two very similar people in that regard.
Yes, they were.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, of course, you mentioned that Levi Jackson play. I don't think Woody Hayes was too happy after that game.
No, he wasn't. He had to wait about 15 minutes for them to settle the game because he was really mad.
And, you know, what a contrast in personalities, Woody Hayes and Bobby Knight on one hand, and then Jim Adams and Ernie Harwell on the other, you know?
Yep. Yeah, they could never compare with those two.
Yeah, and I too go back all the way to, I don't know whether it was Channel 23 or whatever it was, but somehow it came on in Ann Arbor, and I was able to see Spartan Sportlight with Jim Adams, and that was probably before you guys even had a radio show.
Right, that was Jim and Terry.
Yeah, and I'm not sure when I started listening to your show. It wasn't in the first year or two, but it was pretty soon after you guys came on, at least by the, say, fourth year or so. And, Jim was a great guy to meet in person, too. I had the opportunity, that maybe some didn't, to meet him a few times at games, and he was just as nice in person when there was no radio microphone around as he was on the air.
Yes, he was. He was very. He was always a nice person. It just amazed me how nice he was and kind he was to everyone.
No doubt about it. And obviously, you know, if I was in Michigan and there was a funeral or memorial, I'd certainly drive up there for it, and I would encourage everybody who has the opportunity to do so.
Yes, it's going to be. I know it's going to be Thursday. So
Thursday
from 1 to 4 o'clock, and then I think it's going to be one from 4 to 8, something like that. I'll look the times up for sure, but I'm pretty sure those are the times.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that you'll have to take the day off in that case to be there, I would guess.
Yeah.
So, again, my condolences to everybody, especially the people who really knew him even better than I did. Mm-hmm. And as far as that football game that Spartans played out here, Earl, you got to admit, they were really lucky to win that game.
Well, they were. I mean, I didn't see the game, so I'll take it. Luck is always good.
You know, I mean, the key play of the game, anybody will tell you, is the drop punt when it was an unforced error. I mean, the guy had about 3 or 4 chances to field that punt, and somehow he just kept bobbling it, and Michigan State gets the ball on the 4-yard line and scores a quick touchdown and ends up winning by a point. But it's amazing some of these bowl games. Another guy that got real lucky, and he admitted it, was Rich Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. First bowl game of the year.
Yeah.
His Arizona team had no business beating Nevada.
Right.
That came down to an onside kick, and it wasn't that the onside kick was that well executed. It was that the guy on Nevada just plain dropped the ball, couldn't handle it.
And those things happen. That's the thing about football. You just have so many strange plays in football.
Yeah, and then, of course, yesterday the Michigan game was extremely frustrating, especially because I look at the field goal kicking, and how often do you see one team makes all 3 of their field goals? That'd be Michigan. The other team misses both of theirs. One was blocked, one was missed. And yet the team that missed the field goals wins the game, and they win it on a long touchdown pass, you know, with about 12 seconds left in the game.
Yeah.
I still don't understand. I don't understand how those receivers can be so wide open in a situation like that. It got me thinking back to that horrible Lions game. Wasn't it Sterling Sharp that was wandering wide open in the end zone?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In that playoff game?
Yep.
That's what it made me think about.
Yeah, we've seen some strange games over the years, no doubt about that.
Yeah, we have. So I guess we've got 8 months to stew over it before the next college football season starts.
Yep. That's for sure. Well, I'll try to stay calm between then.
I'm sure you will.
I hope so.
Earl, good talking with you, and okay. I'll call you again shortly.
Okay, Dave. Hey, thanks. Yep. Talk to him. Hey, bye-bye. And that's Dave from Arizona. Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Pretty good. At least you'll try to stay, not get excited enough to start hicking up again.
Yep.
And I want to go in a slightly different direction with, you know, people here. WKAR has such a loyal following in terms of people that follow its radio and TV people.
Yes, we do.
I am always amazed. I mean, like a big market station like KQED in San Francisco. People still talk about the day, and I think I'm getting his name right, that Steve Jensen died.
Yeah.
You know, because people tend to stay with the thing that makes them famous for a very, very long time, people get to know them like family. I have an 89-year-old friend who about 5 years ago went to a concert with a friend of hers, and she came back gushing. She said, "I saw Dick Astaire." And, you know, almost like, "I saw the President of the United States."
Yeah. Dick is
and
such a
that's
good man.
The reaction that people at KAR, AM, FM, and TV get in this area.
Yeah, that's
almost like a rock star status. Mm-hmm. And it's well deserved.
Yes, my wife told me the other night, she said, a coworker of hers said, her son likes me. She said when she went up to talk to her, he said, "That's Earl Robinson," and she said he must have said it about 3 or 4 times.
And you know, I would have reacted the same way this woman did if I'd have gotten that close to Dick Astaire, because he's one of my heroes.
Yeah, Dick is so good.
He reads to me every morning.
Yes. Yes, he does.
And we're lucky. We're very, very lucky to have WKAR and its personnel.
That's for sure. I've always wished I could read as good as Jim. I can't, but I wish I could read that good.
Yeah. My memory of Jim is, now I'm legally blind. And one time I called in because I had an opportunity to go to a live ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Well, they tell me I'm a candidate for implant surgery, and I'm just beginning to notice my own visual deficit because they brought it to my attention." But he said, "How well do you follow the game on the radio and on the occasions when you watch it on TV?" And, "Oh, very well, Mr. Adams, very well." He said, "Well, I wouldn't bother with the ticket price." Because he says, "To be honest with you, when you're there, it's not as good as it is on TV or if you follow it on the radio."
Yeah, good point.
And it saved me about $25 at a minimum.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, well, thanks a lot.
Listen to other people's memories here.
Okie dokie.
Yep.
Hey, thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling. Bye-bye. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR 355-9527 or toll-free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. So give us a call, share your thoughts and your memories of Jim Adams, and talk with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Love to hear from you. Love to hear from you. So many of you share great moments and great thoughts of Jim Adams. And I know I share a lot of great memories and thoughts of Jim Adams. And let me see if I could just come up with a few of the memories that I have of Jim. Jim, of course, we did the show every day for over 9 years. And, you know, and that's the thing. We not only did we do it every day, and we talked over on the weekends as well. We talked a lot on weekends, sharing sports, sharing information. Mostly I was doing the listening. Jim knew the information. I mean, Jim knew all the Michigan State sports hands down. He knew that hands down. I knew some of the out-of-state sports maybe a little bit more than Jim did, but not much. But Jim just was such a great knowledgeable person, and I was just always impressed with him. So, and Jim just shared so much information, and he had no problem sharing it. He would share anything that he knew, he would share it with you. So if he knew some information about something, he would share it with you at all times. And it was great to hear Jim Adams sharing information with you. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Now, you know, you've shared some information with us. You're a lot younger, so you don't have the stories, of course, as far as Jim. But you know a lot of sports and a lot of sports history.
Yeah, I mean, Well, define history. I mean, you know, I'm a young guy, so history for me doesn't go too far back.
Maybe the last 10 to 20 years.
Yeah, that's about as far as mine goes.
Yeah. Well, Don, have you ever thought about reading up on a lot more history? Because that's what I used to always encourage people to do, get books and read up on and read further back and go back into history.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always important to sort of go back and, you know, look back at how things got to be where they are today. I mean, the reality is, you know, Michigan State football and basketball and all the other sports really are here today because of what happened in the past and how they've sort of grown and adapted to the times and changes. So, you know, I think if you want to, I mean, I don't know if you want to go as far as say that you're a true fan, that you have to know the history,
yeah.
But, you know, I think you have to understand sort of some of the more important moments that maybe sort of changed, you know, the school as far as sports is concerned in general. I think those are important to understand and respect, you know, from a school standpoint, specifically sports. You know, if you want to say that, hey, you know, I do know, I you know, I'm a Spartan fan and I, you know a little history of the school and, you know, back in 1950, blah, blah, you know, this thing happened and this, you know, changed the course of the program, you know, from here on out or whatever the case may be. So, you know, I think it's important those things. But, you know, some people, as you were saying, you know, he knew just every single detail, and you would ask him why, and he would just shrug his shoulders.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you know, I just know it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that just takes years and years and years of just,
it does.
You know, just reading over stuff. You know, some people, you know, that we've probably seen on ESPN or various other sports things can just name – can just throw out numbers from like,
sure.
Oh, back in 1975, he threw for, you know, 3,475.786 yards. And, you know, so, you know, some people just know those things, and it sounds like he did as well.
Yeah, he did, that's for sure. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. We love to share sports and share things with you. You know, as you mentioned, because I was thinking – How many people, I mean, you know, I oftentimes I've heard how people, you know, are sure, so looking for all that information on education. And you know, I used to get in those arguments. I don't hardly get them anymore, but used to get in the arguments how education is more important than sports. And I can't argue with that. Education is more important than sports, but sports is very important. And sometimes, you know, I just hear so many from people who downgrade sports and the importance of sports. Sports has its place in our society. It's very important in our country and in our society. And there's nothing wrong with that. Yet some people would you know, they will downgrade sports when they really don't have to. You can share sports just like you can share all the other information that we've learned over the years. And that's always good, to sharing sports and to sharing other information. I know you know a lot about educational-wise and sports-wise as well. And you can share both. There's nothing wrong with sharing both of them. They're both are very knowledgeable and are very good to know of.
Yeah, I mean, it's a complex situation that we obviously don't have time to get into today.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's today's day and age, sports has definitely changed since the last 15, 20 years, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's for sure. And we've seen so much changes in the field of sports, but it's great. And I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you all for calling. Invite you to come back and join us tomorrow right here on AM 870 WKAR. You've been listening to Michigan State University Radio, AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR East Lansing. If you've never called us before, we invite you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Have yourself a very safe and a pleasant evening.
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR.